Well, good morning and God bless you. It's so good to be with you this morning. So good to have you come and join us this morning. I pray that you will just be attentive to God in these next few minutes. Pay attention to what the Lord is speaking to us, because I truly believe that God has a word for us that will cause us on this journey of ours to become all that He has desired for us to be. You know, God had a perfect plan from the very beginning. And we have been studying the immutability of God in Sunday school. And the one thing that we realize more and more every day is that God has not changed. And God's desire for your life and God's design for your life has not changed. You've been changing. We've been doing something different, but God has not changed. And so this morning, I want to continue to talk to you about Jesus being our Savior. Luke 19:10 says that Jesus came seeking to save that which was lost. He came on purpose, stripped himself of his glory, humbled himself and became a man, took on the flesh of human being so that he could live and die on a cross, taking our sins for us so that he could identify with us, identify with our pain, identify with our suffering, and then not stop at identifying with us, but go on to make us free from those things that would claim the life that he came to give us. Jesus came to give us life like he has. He came to give us an abundance of that life. He came to make us completely whole. Can you say completely whole? He came to rescue us from darkness. He came to rescue us from weakness, from hopelessness. He came to rescue us from being just tired of being tired. He came to make us people who reflect the very person and the very character of God himself. Jesus came on purpose. It's no fluke that Jesus came to deliver us from the darkness of this world, to deliver us from the brokenness that we experience in this life. It is no accident, but God on purpose thought it out. Come on, somebody. And on purpose sent Jesus into this earth to rescue us. And here's what I love about it. There is absolutely nothing so bad, nothing that you've done so hard, that you've done so long, that Jesus is not able to rescue you from. He came to fix it all. Say, he came to fix it all. He came to make it all right. All these things are very simple. Not to make just some things right, but to make all things right. In your life, in your heart, he came to give you life that you can't even imagine having. Say, the Lord came to rescue me. You know, I thought about this morning when I woke up. We used to have back in the old days what we call Friday night fight night. That was when people got in a boxing ring and they would box. And before television, we had television in our house. People here and there had television, but not everybody. And so before we had television, Dad and his old cronies used to get together on Friday night fight night. And they would all get around the radio, so that meant we didn't have access to the radio. So we had to find other things to do. Then we finally got the television. And Daddy decided to take Friday night again. It's fight night, and so now they've got these fights on the TV. So my dad and his cronies are sitting around and they're looking at fight night. I hated fight night. Can you say, I hated fight night? I hated fight night. I hated fight night. Not just because Dad took the television, but I hated fight night because I hated the way these men were beating each other and pummeling each other. Black eyes, broken skin, they would tape them up, noses broken, teeth knocked out, and just fight each other until somebody couldn't get up off the floor. Fighting and beating each other until somebody didn't even want to get up, because you could be hit so many times that you don't even want to get up. You can be hit so many times that you're thinking, no more for me. And then you can be hit so much till you just can't get up. Jesus came for both. whether you feel like you want to or not anymore, because you've been down so many times and you just feel like just staying down there because you're tired of falling down. I want you to know today, I want to serve notice on you today that Jesus came to help you up and will help you stay up, can work with you until you stay on your feet. You don't ever have to be defeated because you've suffered defeat so many times in a battle. You win the war because Jesus came to win it all for you. You may be somebody who just cannot get up anymore. You don't have the strength. You don't have the energy. And Jesus came to help you up. He came for the broken. He came for the blind. He came for the captive. Whatever, whether it's an immoral act, whether it's sexual immorality, maybe it's a broken heart, it doesn't matter. Jesus came to make it all right for you today. Jesus came to seek and to save me. Save me. Jesus came to fix me. Save me. Jesus came to make it all right with me. We used to say, ain't he all right? Well, he all right because he came to make it all right for you. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah, he all right. And he came to make you all right too. Amen. Father, I just thank you right now for Jesus Christ and what he came to do in the hearts of all who would believe. My God. Thank you, Lord God, that anyone and everyone can come to the cross, oh God, and experience new life, experience a new day, experience, Lord God, things that are unimaginable. Oh, my God, we can't even begin to think of the things that you can do for us. And so I pray, Lord God, that there are people with hearts set to believe you today. My God, I pray that there are those who are listening today whose hearts are set to believe you. And not only set to believe you, but to go on and believe you. My God, and then act upon that belief in Jesus' name. Lord God, your word is truth. Ha. And it's life and it's health to all of our flesh. My God, I thank you today. And I pray, Lord God, that there will be people who will see until they see today. My God, and hear until they hear today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the power that is in your word to transform lives. Oh God, thank you for the power in your word today to make us whole. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to start reading to you out of Ephesians chapter. Let me get my Bible here. Ephesians chapter 3. And the Apostle Paul is praying a prayer here. And I want you to pay close attention today, because I said earlier that he came to rescue us from all that would tear us down, all that would separate us from him. He came to rescue us from a state where we can't get up, or a state of no return from this. He came to fix all of that. And so the Apostle Paul prays for us here in Ephesians 3 after telling us all of the blessings that God has given us in Jesus Christ and how God has given us the Holy Ghost to help us to live this life that God came to give us. Because surely God knows you can't do this on your own. I need somebody to hear me right now. You cannot do this on your own. You need, I need, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Word of God hidden in our hearts. We need Christ dwelling in there richly. We need the counsel of God and the wisdom of God working in our lives so that we can be all that God has ordained. And so Paul tells them they've been sealed by the power of God, and that the Holy Ghost, we have a down payment on the Holy Ghost, and there's yet more to come. But right now we have to live with what God has given us, and he has given us enough to live through earth, through our time here on earth. And so he prays this prayer for us after he has talked about God is going to show even the principalities and the powers and the wicked spirits in high places. He's going to show them his great wisdom in how he has saved and how he sustains the church. And so then he prays for us that we don't lose heart. He prays for us that we will be those people who will accept what God has come to do for us. He says in verse 14, Ephesians chapter 3, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory, Jesus Christ, in the church, by Jesus Christ, throughout all ages and without end. Let me tell you something today. According to the power of God that works in you, the Holy Ghost, you are able to come out of any darkness, be released from any prison, be released from any attitude or any power that's been holding you and separating you from God. Anything that would hold you down, get you down, and keep you down. You've been delivered from that by the power of God that lives in you. And let me tell you something. You can be as strong as the Jesus in you. You can be as wise as the Jesus in you. Your weakness yielded to the Lord becomes your greatest strength. I'm going to say that again. You are as strong as the Jesus in you. You are as wise as the Jesus in you. Your weakness yielded to the Lord himself becomes your greatest strength. So God's not expecting you to do this on your own. He's not expecting us to do this without his power. He is saying to you and me, I can work in you in ways that you cannot even begin to ask me to work. I can do in you things that you never imagined can be done. Sometimes we can't imagine life any different than what we've had it. In John chapter 9, Jesus healed a man who was blind from birth. That man had never had eyesight, so he couldn't imagine what it was to see, because he had never had that experience. I want you to know today that Jesus can cause you to have an experience that you can't imagine having. He can give you freedom that you never thought, that you couldn't even begin to think you could have, because it's always been that way. He's here to tell you today, I don't care how it's been, my God, I came to make you free. I came to build you up. I came to change your ashes. I came to take those ashes and I came to make you again. You know, when something is, he said, I'll give you beauty for ashes. Think about this. Ashes, we get ashes as a result of a fire. Something that's been burned up and it's no more like it was. And Jesus said, it may not even appear to be what it was, or never ever been what I called it to be. But I can work in your life in such a way that you will become something you've never been. Do something that you thought you'd never be able to do, because you can't think as much as I can do. You can't ask. You can't speak. You can't articulate all that I can do. Somebody need to give the Lord a praise, because Jesus is saying today, I will not only stand you up from that position that you've been knocked down to, that you don't want to get up from anymore, that you can't get up from anymore. I not only will stand you up, but I'm going to make you flourish. Now I'm ready to take a trip around the building. I will make you flourish. I will cause you to be so prosperous in your life, to be one who produces so much fruit when you didn't even know there was fruit to be produced. Somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you. We need to trust God and not our belief. We need to trust God and not our experiences. We need to trust God and not all these other voices that come at you, including your own voice. Sometimes you're your worst enemy. You're the one who gives yourself the most trouble. You tear you down before anybody else gets a chance to tear you down. Lord Jesus, I need somebody to hear me today. Listen, in Numbers chapter 13, we see the children of Israel with Moses, and Moses is sending the children out to spy out the land that God has given them. Now, here's what God said to them. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. In other words, God said, it's a rich land. It's a prosperous land, and I've given it to you. He also said to them, it's occupied by all kind of ites, Hittites, Jebusites, all kind of ites, Amalekites, all kind of ites. It's all kind of people there. And they are living in fortified cities, and it's all built up to keep anybody out that they don't want in. God said, but I've given it to you. It's yours. And so Moses decides to call the heads of the tribes together, and he says, I want you to go, and I want you to spy out the land. I want you to go see. I want you to see if it's really rich. If the land is rich and yielding great fruit, I want you to see that. I want you to look at the people, and I want you to tell me what kind of people occupy the land. And then he said, and then I want you to tell me what kind of cities are in the land. I want you to look at the landscape. I want you to look at everything. I want you to tell me what we're dealing with when we get there. So the spies go out. As they go out, they see everything that God told them they'd see. They saw a prosperous land. They saw a land of plenty. They saw big people. And they saw lots of big people. They saw walled cities. And they saw fortified, all kind of things fortified against the outside. They saw everything that God said they would see. They saw it all. So God said, you're going to see big people. You're going to see people. And there's going to be a lot of them. You're going to see good land. And you're going to see cities, and I'm going to give it all to you. They saw exactly what God said. But when they got there and they looked at it all, even cut down some of the fruit, cut down a cluster of grapes. Ooh-wee, a cluster of grapes. They cut down a cluster of grapes. And when they cut down the cluster of grapes, it took two men. Somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. It took two men to carry the cluster of grapes. And they come back. It's exactly what God said. And here's what I love about God. He doesn't say anything unless it's the truth. He doesn't say anything unless he means it. And God said, I'm going to give you the occupied land that is rich and flourishing. So they go. They look at it. 10 of them come back grumbling and complaining. And that's where I'm going to start reading here in Numbers 13. I'm going to start reading. When they come back grumbling and complaining about the land being exactly what God said it was going to be. Now, and it's not any different than what he said it was going to be. But here's their assessment of it. Starting at verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Well, let me go back. I need to find a better place to read here. Okay, when Moses asked them what was going on, and here's where they returned. Okay, they returned from searching in verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel until the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. So they showed this cluster of grapes that it took two men to carry. They said, oh, this land is everything that you said. And so far, so good. Nevertheless, now things are getting ready to change here. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled and very great. Nothing unusual here. This is what God told them to expect. You see, God told us to expect some things, and then we start to get all antsy when it looks bigger than us, and because we're not looking at God. Ah, come on. Jesus came to rescue you. Not just part of the way. Not the part that looks good to you and that's easy for you, but he came to rescue you even from what you think is too hard. And so now they've gotten to the part that feels too hard to them. So let's begin reading verse 28 again. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak, the giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Nothing new here. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land though which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight." We were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So they decided, because we see us as too small. And the scripture really does not say that the people in the land saw them as small and saw them as grasshoppers. The scripture says that they saw it and gave that same assessment to their enemies. We saw us as grasshoppers. Doesn't say the people really saw them as grasshoppers. That was just their assessment of the matter. It's just how they looked at it. There's nothing scripturally sound to say that these people saw them that way. Remember, they were spies. So they didn't even necessarily know they were there. They were spies. They were spying out the land. The land was just as God had said. What God has spoken concerning his people, that's what's so. It's not what you think about what God said. It's not how you assess the matter. And that's why we have to have this word buried in our hearts. Did you hear the scriptures that were read at the beginning of the service today? All of those scriptures have a declaration that will lead you to trust God and not yourself. God says, "I will be with you and I will give you the land." It didn't matter how many people were in the land. Doesn't matter how big they are. It doesn't matter how the cities are walled. God says it belongs to you. And if God says deliverance is yours, it's yours. If God said peace is yours, it's yours. If God said the healing is yours, it's yours. If God says, "Fear not," then there's no reason to fear. If God calls peace in your life, then there's no reason for confusion to linger. If God says you can get up, guess what? You're up. Jesus. If God says you can go, then you might as well go. Why? Because God can't lie. And you don't look at the situation and say, "What, us?" It's like, who told you you can't? God didn't tell you you can't. God didn't tell you that you couldn't do it. God didn't tell you it's over because the other people say it's over or because things look bad to you. It's not over unless God says it's over. And so they come back with a bad report. And Joshua and Caleb said, "Hold on. We are well able to take it." Why? Because they didn't look away from God. They kept looking at him. Listen. You need to get in your heart and your mind. You need to get fixed on this. God said it, and I will have it the way God has spoken it. If God says I can go, I can go. If God says I can do it, I can do it. If God says it's over, it's over. Somebody say something. It's time for us to trust what God says. And so, if God said to the children of Israel, it's your land, it's my land. You start saying, it's my land. If God says that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, then we need to start saying, I am chosen by God. I am royalty in the kingdom of God. And the more you say that, the less you will believe that your past has any bearing on your future. The more you trust God, the more you're going to become what he said. Remember, the word of God in your heart starts to change you, starts to make you become what God has called you to be. It's the word. It works supernaturally. God says, I am able to do far exceeding, no boundaries, no limits beyond what you can ask or think. God says, you don't have the capacity to think what I can do. You don't have the ability to challenge you don't have the ability to limit what I can do, because I have spoken a word that is beyond you. And the thing that I want to do in your life and the thing I want to do in your heart is beyond you. And so what do? We trust God, not myself. I'm limited to my experiences. I'm limited to my heartbreak. I'm limited to where I've been. I'm limited to what I think, to what you think. And God is saying, my thoughts are greater than that. God is saying, my plan is bigger than that. You see, these people have a slave mentality. They've lived in Egypt, and they've only lived as slaves. They can't appreciate that there is life beyond where they've been. You need to appreciate today that there is life beyond your experiences. There is life beyond what you've seen and what you've heard. My God. There is life beyond what anybody you know can come up with. You can't doom me to what you believe when God has spoken that I'm free. Somebody need to say something. Somebody need to do something. They've got a slave mentality. And God is, with his word, wanting to correct that in their lives. Jesus has said that the very gates of hell will not prevail against the church. I need to hear that. You need to hear that. That there is nothing going on in this world. There is no challenge. There is no enemy. There is no circumstance that is as powerful as what Jesus is speaking. He is saying that I am building your life, and I am making you what you have never been. I will cause you to become what I've seen from eternity. My God, we've got to remember that God has called us to his likeness. He has called us to his image. He has called us to be worry-free, trouble-free people, even in a troubled and a chaotic world. Somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord God is working on us. Jesus himself is doing it. He's not leaving the work to you. You can't. Haven't you noticed how wishy-washy you are? Have you noticed how you got this great testimony today and you're in a ditch tomorrow? Have you noticed how you sing how good the Lord is one minute and the next minute you're all condemning yourself and other people too? Have you noticed how you change and how messy you are? God's not depending on you. He said it's according to the power. It's according to my spirit working in you. It's according to the dunamis, the explosive power of God working in you. God has a power in you that will blast the darkness, that will blast and break the chains. He has power working in you today that is so forceful that it will violently drive out those things that challenge his will for your life. Somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. He came to rescue you. Be rescued. Come on. He came because he didn't want you to miss out on life the way he has it for you. He doesn't want you to settle. He doesn't want you to settle for the troubled life that you've had up till now. He doesn't want you settling for, you know, it's always been this way. This is how it runs in our family. God has said, no, bloodline, Jesus' bloodline has cut it off. Come on. That's why when people say, well, you know, my mama always did it, my daddy always did it. You've been saved, and the blood of Jesus has given you new life. I don't care what they did, how long they did it. Jesus came to set us free. He came to deliver us from your opinion and other folks' opinions too. From your problems and other folks' problems too. Jesus came to set us free. He came to give us new life in Him. Won't you say yes to the Lord today? Come on. Don't keep wallowing in where you've been and say, oh, but Sister Carolyn, you don't know. I don't have to know. Trust me, I don't have to know. Got enough stuff of my own to know. Somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. Got enough of my own stuff to know. I do know this, that the Lord cannot lie. Joshua and Caleb said, no, we are well able to take it. Don't tell these people we can't do it. Don't tell these people we can't do this thing when God has said we have. God is not a man that he should lie. Every word that God has ever uttered. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Find you a word and get your happy self up from there. Because that word will bring you out of darkness. That word will bring you into a place of light and peace. That word will bring you into a place of joy and celebration. The word of the living God is alive. And that word will make you live. The word of God calls dead things back to life. Come on, church. Can't be so broken. Can't be so messed up. Can't be so far gone. Are you kidding me? No. There's nothing too hard for God. God said, there's nothing impossible to me. There's nothing so hard for me. Just because you can't see it, nobody's ever heard of it. You know, people say, nobody ever heard of that. And so, Bible says we don't even know as we think we know. And when we do think we know something, we don't know as we ought to know. So limited, say limited. I'm limited, but God is not limited. You're limited, but God is not limited. He wants to get across to us. If he said that he's going to give you an occupied land with people in it bigger than you, Israel, the people are bigger than you, they got fortified cities and you have nothing. If God says, I'm going to give it to you, then it sounds like he's about to do something supernatural. Somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you. The Lord will do something supernatural because he has promised you a super abundant life. Huh? Say it again. God's going to do something supernatural with that circumstance, that situation that's blocking you today, because he is going to give you a super abundant life. God is not allowing the hindrances that come up to stop the progress that he has for your growth and your new life in him. So today, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Yes, he did. He came to give you what you never dreamed you could have. He came to cause you to do what you never dreamed you could have. He can make you go where you never dreamed you would go. Somebody needs to believe God today. Be like Joshua and Caleb. They believed God. And when the day came, Joshua chapter 15, when the day came for Caleb to take what God had promised him, 45 years later, he's 85 years old. He an old man. He was walking on a stick talking about, I think I can make it. No, he said, give me my mountain. Somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. The old fella, 85 years old, said, give me my mountain. He didn't ask for a plain land. He didn't ask for a level land. He didn't ask for an easy task. He said, give me the mountain. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you believe God, he'll give you feet like hinds feet. He'll cause you to step in places that you wouldn't have ordinarily been able to step into. He'll cause you to cling to things that you wouldn't have ordinarily been able to cling to. Somebody need to give the Lord a praise today. He said, give me my mountain. He had to live through people who did not believe. He had to watch people die, but he kept holding on. I know what God said to me today. Somebody needs to say, I know what you said to me, Jesus. You promised me deliverance from this thing that has plagued me for years. But I know what you said to me, Jesus. You said that the gates of hell would not prevail against me. You said that you came to heal the brokenhearted. You said that you came to set the captive free. You said that you came to get blind where I couldn't see. You said it, Jesus. I'm clinging to you. I'm clinging to what you said. And I will not let go until I see the salvation of the Lord. Until I see the salvation of the Lord. I'm trusting you, Jesus. I'm trusting you, Jesus, until I see the salvation of the Lord. Until I see the salvation of the Lord. Some days you may feel weak in it. You may have to whisper, but keep on. Just keep on. You may have to whisper until I see the salvation of the Lord. Until I see the salvation of the Lord. And some days your voice will be strong. Some days your voice will be hefty. But what you need to realize is that God won't change. You may grow weak some days. You may go trouble some days. Some days you may not be able to see. But I want you to know God won't change. That what he said is going to come to pass. I don't care how long it takes. Caleb probably didn't expect it to be 45 years. But he didn't let the amount of time hinder his believing God. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. I believe you, God. I believe what you've spoken to me. I believe those things that you have promised me. That's what I believe. I don't believe my circumstance. I don't look like a grasshopper in my sight because I feel like a grasshopper. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust that every word that you've ever spoken concerning me is coming to pass, Lord God. Don't see how you're going to do it, but that doesn't matter because God has ways that you know not of. His ways are unsearchable. In other words, you can't figure God out. In other words, you can't limit God because you can't figure him out. You may not see how God's going to do something, but here's what you need to know. He will. Why? Because he said he will. Jesus came to seek, find on purpose, look for on purpose, the hard case as well as what we call the easy case, so that he could rescue that life from destruction. Don't allow your mind and what you think and other people think destroy your chances to be who God called you to be by backing down in unbelief. Stand up and say, God, I believe. Say it until you do believe. Even if you start out not believing, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. You know, some I believe this. Yeah, I believe. I believe this. I believe it. Until you believe what God has said, don't allow your lack of understanding, your fear, your unbelief get in the way. Find the word of God concerning you. Know what God has said. If you just have to grab hold to the first three chapters of Ephesians, take those words and read them until you start putting your name in the midst of that. God is talking to me right here. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I've been sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm a part of God's family. Come on, until you believe it, the word of God will cause you to be a believer. It will restore you. Trust God today. And what he has said, because he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Trust God for the beyond you so that you can experience beyond where you are. Father, I just thank you right I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power that's flowing right now. Thank you, Lord God, for that mind change that's taking place right now. Thank you, Lord God, for that head being lifted up that was bowed down. Thank you, Lord God, for those eyes being open to see for the first time, for those eyes being open to see again. Oh, God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are at work. Bringing change, bringing stability where there has been none. I thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, that you are at work, Lord God. Hey, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that there are those who are sensing your presence in that room with them right now. My God, in that car, in that workplace. I thank you, Lord God, that there are those that are experiencing your presence right now. Jesus. Hey, experiencing your presence right now, Father God. Thank you for how you are working in those hearts. Thank you for how you are working in those lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for that one that will hear and be saved as a result of hearing the word today. Because they no longer feel hopeless or helpless, Lord God. They no longer feel that they're too bad and you wouldn't save them, Lord. Oh God, I just pray for that one in Jesus' name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm prompted to share something with you. I have two brothers. They've both gone on to be with the Lord now. But the oldest of them had done so many things in his life that he felt like, at the time that we were ministering salvation to him, he felt like he had done too much for God to forgive. And we sat and we talked with him for 4 hours. That's a long time. But not so long when you're dealing with somebody's soul that needs to be saved. And we talked with him for 4 hours, and he just kept coming up with reasons why he was too bad or he was too far gone. And he would say things like, you just don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've done. And some things he didn't even want to share. He didn't even want to tell what he had done. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 But we kept giving him the word that Jesus came to save whosoever. And eventually he heard it. Eventually he got it. And when he did, his countenance even changed. His attitude, everything about him changed. Because what God said to him made him alive again once he received it. Receive the word of the Lord to you today. Because the word will cause you to live when you've never lived before. Trust and believe, because the Lord God is on your side today, and he loves you no matter what. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next time.
If you would like to be contacted or prayed with or any of those things, you can contact us right here through Messenger on Facebook, or you can go to our website, and there's a form that you could fill out. Or you can call 314-287-3013 and someone will contact you. We invite you to join us for our virtual interactive weekly services. We pray every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. If you need that call-in information, you can send us an email to twcbrooklyn@gmail.com and we'll get that to you. Join us for Sunday school. On Sundays at 9:30 a.m., Bible study on Monday at 7 p.m., and Wednesdays for prayer meeting at 7 p.m., and all of that is done on Zoom, and we will send you that information as well. All married people, we are calling you to join us this afternoon at 2 p.m. For a marriage ministry. And then any single people, if you are planning to get married, this is a ministry for you. So you know what you're going into. The word of God helps us. It is in our instruction. And we need it to maintain your marriage. You need to be in the word of God and knowing. And so this is just a good time for you to come together and for us to share with one another. And be encouraged and know that it is God who made marriage. And you can't do it by yourself. You need his help, and he gives us instruction from the word. So join us today at 2 p.m. The information has already been sent out. If you don't have it, send us an email at twcbrooklyn.com, brooklyn@gmail.com, and we will get that information to you today at 2 o'clock. Happy birthday to all of the people who are celebrating birthdays in March. We just thank God and send you birthday blessings to you. Stay connected with us by visiting our website at transformingword.church. You'll find there everything you need. This sermon will be uploaded later. Everything is at, on our website to keep you connected and know what's going on. We also have an app that you can download from the Google Play Store or the App Store. And then you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on our YouTube channel. All of those things are under the name Transforming Word Church. And just remember that Christ is being formed in you. There is no such thing as you being hopeless. He is working in you to bring you to be the express image of who he is. So let him work in you. Let him rescue you today. And so we're going to end with our benediction. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, we give glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you would have a great and a blessed week. See you later.